Goes down from 63% in 1979 to 45.6 persons in 2009, and then fell asleep, a steady drop. I mentioned the failed referendum in Denmark 1992. You probably are all aware that there were also other referenda in between, which also failed. So citizens were asked their opinion, and they said no. In Ireland 2001, as well as in 2008, and then in France and in the Netherlands in 2005, they refused the treaty establishing a constitution for the European Union. So citizens have more and more rights according to the treaties, but they vote no against those treaties. So that's a paradox here. If we look at Eurobarometer surveys now, what do we see? Well, support for the European Union has gone up and down. That's fair enough. But what is probably more intriguing for us is that people keep complaining that there is a lack of information about the European Union. While I do apologize, I do not agree with that. There is no lack of information about the European Union. I think it's the opposite. There is too much information about the European Union. The problem is that we do not know what to do with this information. And that's where the problem lies. That's what is at the core of this project. And another very annoying fact, most recent one, and we discussed it this morning already, that there is a rise of nationalisms throughout the member states of the European Union and altogether throughout Europe. I will say a very brief word about an academic dispute about the European Union, about the so-called democratic deficits of the European Union. You know that not everybody agrees on that specific topic. There are people like Valeria Borafchik who say there is no democratic deficit, and they argue against it. And there are other academics who say that there is indeed a democratic deficit. They try to offer some ways and means to overcome that democratic deficit. What is the response of the European Commission? Let's focus on the Commission only here. With respect to this widening gap and this alleged lack of information on the European Union. Well, precisely, they have tried to improve communication. So I have made here a non-comprehensive list of several documents which were issued, published by the European Commission over the last 6 years. After the failed referendum for the Treaty Submission Constitution of the European Union in 2005, there was a document called Plan D for Democracy, Dialogue and Debate, inviting citizens to take part more in the European life. Then came a white paper on the European communication policy, again to improve communication with respect to citizens. Then another paper, Communicating Europe in Partnership, in 2007. And finally, Debate Europe, building on the experience of Plan D for Democracy, Dialogue and Debate. So there are trials, there are tests, they do try indeed to improve the relationship with the citizens. And maybe you were aware of the fact that the current commission, when it started in 2010, last year, February 2010, there was a new portfolio which was created, precisely with a view to try and bridge the gap between the commission on the one hand and the citizens on the other hand. This portfolio was the portfolio of justice, fundamental rights, and citizenship, which was entrusted to Ms. Lillian Reding, the commissioner coming from Luxembourg. So that's what the commission tries to do, and here I have a further list of other things which you can consult if you want to have information about the commission and about the European Union, because the commission has set up, especially this new commissioner, has set up several programs in order to foster citizenship and citizens' involvement in the European Union. And last year, on the 27th of October, so 1 year ago exactly, there was a specific report on the way citizenship is actually implemented and the rights of citizens are actually implemented throughout Europe by the various EU institutions. But again, you see, they concentrate on citizens' rights. So now I come to the core of our arguments, our conviction, I would say, what is at the very beginning of this project. As I mentioned before, we believe that the main problem is less a lack of information than a lack of formation. And I explain that now. So the problem is that many people think the European Union is far too complex, and they don't really understand how it works, what it does. It's extremely complicated. It is very complex. That's very true. But to say that there is a lack of information is not true, because if you go on the various websites, you have an awful lot of information. But what people do not know is how to make sense out of this information which is at their disposal. So I think the main problem here is trying to help people, to give people the tools, the ways and means to actually work out this information and to be more interested in what's going on in Brussels or in Strasbourg. So basically, what we are talking of here is a question of education. Hence the title of the project, Education and Active Citizenship in the European Context. So I'll skip this here. We believe, that's our conviction, that's what is at the very core of the project, we believe that there is a role for education to foster active citizenship in the European context. And here I emphasize this. I have been talking about the EU mainly so far, but this project is meant to be in the European context, i.e. not only in the EU, but I would like also to take into account what is done in the Council of Europe. So in the 47 states, which are members of the Council of Europe, so Europe at large, if you want to put it this way. And we want to do that with a view to engage people in political, economic, and social life as full participants. But in order for people to become participants, they need to be aware of making use of what is at their disposal. They need to be interested in what's going on, and they need to have a say in what's going on. But they need to understand first what it is all about. And here I make a quotation that's in French, because I found that in a review called Etudes in France. Political power is obliged today to come back to a pedagogical work in order to bring with him the adhesion of the large majority of people, whereas the tendency of the last 20 years has been to do only communication. We saw that with the European Commission as well. They try to improve their communication. That's a good thing, but that's certainly not enough. Something else has to be done. And here, it is very well clearly stated, we need more pedagogy, more education. What are the aims of the project? I think you have now started to understand them. We want to reflect on the concept of active citizenship in the European context. So again, not only EU itself, but in the European context, in the wider European context, from an academic perspective, for example. Yes, we want to have an academic reflection on what EU citizenship today is, what this concept means, and not limiting it to the rights of the citizens European Union, but to look at a broader picture. And we want to give education a central role, whereby we understand, because we need to obviously be in agreement with respect to what we understand with this concept of education. And here I make some quotation. We understand education not as a need to provide skills for the labor markets and economic growth, but as a dynamic process of learning that forms a person, that is, that forms a subject that learns how to respect the identity, culture, history, religion, and especially the suffering and needs of others, conscious that we are all really responsible for all. And you see what Professor Luc Boucard told us at the beginning of this afternoon is here very much important. We are talking not only about rights, but also about responsibilities. I have three slides now, where there are three quotes. The first one is taken from a conference which we made a few years ago, which tells us what it means to educate. It is to light the fire, that is to form young people to become responsible citizens, providing them with information, knowledge, competence, skills, and normal behavior in line with fundamental values such as peace, tolerance of diversity, etc. Key competencies refer to knowledge, skills, and attitudes that serve personal fulfillment, social inclusion, and active citizenship. These include functional competencies, but also more transversal ones, such as learning to learn, social and civic competencies, cultural awareness, and expressions. The second quote comes from the Council of Europe, and more precisely the white paper on intercultural dialogue we discussed this morning, which was published in May 2008. In a multicultural Europe, education is not only a means of preparing for the labour market, supporting personal development and providing a broad knowledge base. Schools are also important forum for the preparation of young people for life as active citizens. So you see, what we call active citizenship in this project is not something which we invented. That's something which has already been thought of. Young people are responsible for guiding and supporting, education is responsible for guiding and supporting young people in acquiring the tools and developing attitudes necessary for life in society in all its aspects, or with strategies for acquiring them, and enabling them to understand and acquire the values that underpin democratic life, introducing respect for human rights as the foundations for managing diversity and stimulating openness to other cultures. We are here at the very core of what we want to foster for this project. And the last quotation comes again from the Council of Europe, from the Charter on Education for Democratic Citizenship, which was formally agreed last year in May 2010 by the Committee of Ministers of the Council of Europe. And they define education for democratic citizenship in the following way. It means education, training, awareness raising, information, practices and activities which aim by equipping learners with knowledge, skills and understanding, and developing their attitudes and behavior to empower them to exercise and defend their democratic rights and responsibilities in society, to value diversity and to play an active part in democratic life with a view to the promotion and protection of democracy and the rule of law. So all the keywords are here: active citizenship, democracy, responsibility, diversity. Our objective is to bring a specific contribution to the debate on citizenship. The aim is not to make a revolution. We do not have the means for that. But we think we can bring a specific contribution to that debate, which is a topical debate at the moment in the EU and, as you have understood now, in the Council of Europe as well. And we want to bring a specific contribution to the debate on citizenship and its relevance for the future of Europe at large, i.e. the EU on the one hand, but the Council of Europe on the other hand as well. We are aiming at coming with a specific conference in May or June 2013. And why have we chosen that date? It's because the Commission made a proposal this summer to call European Year 2013 European Year of Citizens, about the 20th anniversary of the entry into force of the Maastricht Treaty, basically. So we believe that would be a good framework to come up with a specific contribution on citizenship. And within the Council of Europe, as I mentioned to you, there is an ongoing, as we heard this morning, there is an ongoing reflection on education for democratic citizenship and human rights education, and there is also an ongoing reflection on intercultural dialogue as a follower of the White Paper in 2008 and the most recent report from the Group of Eminent Persons, which was published earlier this year. So that's about the part one. The part two will be much briefer. And we just like to give you a few words about the way this project is going to be organized. There will be basically two strands. The first strand is an academic strand. The aim of this strand will be to produce a memorandum on citizenship in the European context, so a very academic approach of that specific topic. We have invited the various persons who have also who have already told us that they would like to participate in that project in three working groups. The first one will look at the issue of citizenship from a legal, institutional, political point of view. The second working group from a philosophical and ethical point of view. And the third group will reflect on civic place which has still to be decided, but we may very well be in the European Economy and Social Committee in Brussels. They are interested in that project, they will be ready to welcome us in there to give us their premises and translation as well. Who is already involved in that project? Well, there are academics from a very diversity, a lot of diversity of disciplines: economics, ethics, international relations, law, philosophy, political and social science, as well as theology. And they come from Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, the Netherlands, and since I made this PowerPoint, there have been two new academics who joined us, one from the UK, Aberdeen, and another one from Greece, Athens. And here there's a call to all of you here present. Anyone who is interested to reflect on that specific issue from an academic perspective is more than welcome to join us. I'm available to answer questions to give you more details later on. The second strand is the so-called alumni strands. So you might be a bit more surprised with that one. I've got two more slides. The idea here is to come with experience-based testimonies which will be given by European citizens who will be invited to reflect on the way the education they received in their various schools prepared and helped them to become actively engaged in the society at any relevant level, be it on a local, national, regional, or supranational level. And we will collect those testimonies via a network which we can reach out to easily at the moment, which is the UNAEC, which is a network of schools from the Catholic education all over Europe. And again, this is open to everybody who is interested to join, coming from the civil society. And both strands will actually do their work, and then we will make a synthesis of the academic work on the one hand, and these experience-based testimonies on the other hand, which we will present during the high-level conference which we expect to take place in Brussels in May or June 2013. So, the organization part is less interesting for you. What about the participants and the supporters? Academics from various disciplines and various different countries. It's open to everybody who is interested. People from the alumni coming from the Catholic education. But anybody else who would like to bring its own specific testimony is welcome. And we also have the support of Mr. Pietro Adolino, who was the one who actually shared a committee in 1984-1985, which came up with the first report on the European citizenship, which actually paved the way to introduce citizenship in the Maastricht Treaty in 1992. And then